Auburn staying hot on the trail, and I got somebody special that wants to talk about it.
In a world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the bug, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Five.
Yes, sir. We're back. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Rush, a.k.a. Charlie Five. Happy Thursday. We are about to have some fun, guys. And I got my boy, Alvin Henderson, here ready to talk about this Auburn recruiting class, staying hot. We're going to talk about him. We're going to talk about the big commitment. A lot of stuff to break down. But before we get started, we got to give a shout out to mybookie.ag. Use coupon code NEXTROUND. Get a double up deposit bonus on your first deposit. Give them $100. They're going to give you another $100 back on top of it to play with. All the sports betting lines you can imagine. Have some fun. Get in there. Mix it up. Mybookie.ag. Alvin, I know, man. I know there's some big news that we got to talk about. And we're going to get to that. Who's finally pulling the trigger? I got a lot of questions about it, but I want to start off with you. I've been wanting to talk to you for a while. The stuff you're doing, man. People say you put up video game numbers, but I don't think you can replicate these running back number totals that you've been putting up. And how do you stay, like, you go, you run for 300 plus yards, 5-6 touchdowns. Like, how do you keep going? How do you keep putting up these numbers, man?
Really and truly, you know, like, I remember being, like, you know, being a little pup one time and watching all the older dudes play. And when I was younger, I always, you know, my family and my coaches always told me, like, I still got a head coach that I had ever since I played varsity. And he always told me, you know, like, when I was younger, like, your time will come. And he was like, you know, when your time come, I want to prepare you so that you will be ready to shine. And I just feel like, you know, like every Friday, the thing that really motivates me the most is, you know, like just seeing every one of my coaches that has pushed me like each and every year since I've been on varsity. And, you know, just looking over to the sideline, seeing all my teammates, my coaches and my players, knowing that, you know, all of the work and dedication that they put in to, you know, push and drive me. And I just feel like, you know, at least I can do is give it my all every time I touch the field on Friday night.
Man, I love it. I love it. People don't realize this either. Like, you are either getting a direct snap or they're handing it off to you like almost every single play. There's not a lot of passing in the offense. I mean, it is basically Alvin left, Alvin right, Alvin up the middle. And the other team knows it. Yeah. They know it's coming and they can't do anything about it. It's I watch you pretty much every Friday on that NFHS service that they got. So it's pretty impressive, man, what you've been able to do. One thing, man, y'all got to figure out some defense. Can you play defense? I mean, you might have to go out there.
Yes, I can play defense. You know, me and my head coach, that's something that we've been looking into, you know, get me on the back end, maybe playing a little safety or a little corner, you know, that so I'll be able to contribute to the team and help them out.
I don't know, man. You got a lot of miles. You've been toting the rock a bunch, man. We might need to just keep you on offense just to keep you safe because we need you. We got with Jarquez leaving next year. We're going to need you to come in ready to play. So you guys are right there in your region. It's looking good. You got Georgiana coming up pretty soon, who's kind of leading your region. So you like having the people in front of you that you got to play. How do you feel the rest of the season shaking out? You're closing in on some big time records. How do you feel about the rest of the season?
Really and truly, I know we have after Friday, we'll have three more games left. And I know all three, the next four games obviously will be region games. And like you said, you know, Georgiana is obviously a great team. I know they're well coached, but, you know, me and my coach was actually talking about that this morning. Like, you know, Georgiana and Brantley actually plays Friday. And oh, wow. Brantley has a loss. So what he was saying, you know, hopefully everything shapes out just perfectly. So when we play Georgiana, you know, hopefully we'll be able to upset them. That way we'll be able to come on top and win the region. And, you know, I feel pretty confident, you know, in the rest of the season. I feel like, you know, we took two early losses. We lost to Glenwood. We lost to McKenzie. And then we we finally bounced back, and then we beat a good 218 Goshen last week. I feel like, you know, those two losses really just motivated us and just showed us, you know, kind of humbled the whole entire team, letting us know, like, where we needed to get back to and where we needed to be. So I feel like, you know, these next few weeks, like, it'll just be games that we'll just need to know that we need to focus on going into the playoffs with, you know, playoffs being 6 weeks away.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So what do you do, I guess – obviously you got your team and you're focused on the team. Like, how do you balance your high school team and then building this recruiting class? Cause you've kind of been sort of the focal point. You've sort of been a leader that's kind of rallied the troops. Like, how do you, and then you got school on top of that and you're trying to, I don't know do you plan on being an early enrollee? You're going to be in the spring. Like how's all that balance working out?
So honestly, you know, with me, I actually get out of school every day at 11 o'clock because I'm obviously a mid-year and I'll be going there in December, but nice. I get out of school every day at 11. And, you know, for me, I really have a lot of time on my hands. You know, obviously I have football in the afternoons and I have, you know, have to spend time with my family at night. But when I was committed to Penn State, you know, Coach Freeze told me even before I committed to Penn State that he considered me being the type of dude that he felt like could get the Auburn class going straight forward. So with me, I knew once I flipped from Penn State to Auburn that, you know, Coach Freeze had a lot of high expectations for me just being able to, you know, communicate with the guys when him and the rest of the coaching staff weren't able to do it. So I feel like, you know, with me, what I usually do is just sit up and, you know, like, especially like Deuce, me and Deuce have been talking ever since we went to five-star, in which that was back in June. So, you know, I kind of try to balance it. I don't really, you know, try to sit and just ag the recruits on and be like, Auburn, Auburn, Auburn. But, you know, I do sit up and, you know, have real life, you know, conversations that the coaching staff at Auburn had with me and also Coach Freeze and try to get them, you know, to understand and realize how they could impact the future up there.
Absolutely. Well, you mentioned him, so let's go ahead and talk about him. We're recording this on Wednesday evening, Deuce Knight, the five-star quarterback from Loosedale, Mississippi. Auburn's been trying to flip him you guys have been trying to flip him officially. I think maybe quietly he may have made a few promises, but trying to get it public now for it seems like, you know, 2 months now. So he finally pulls the trigger. What was the deciding factor? Like, what made him now decide? I got another question after this, though. But what made him decide it's time to go ahead and pull the trigger and jump in the class officially?
So, honestly, you know, with Deuce, me and him have been obviously communicating. I think we went back and looked at it today. We've been talking, me and him have been talking almost for 2 years now, ever since both of us got recruited. And what was crazy was, you know, it was an article that was put out in August last year that said, you know, me and him should team up and we will be dominant. And, you know, Deuce was in Jacksonville. I mean, well, we met up in Atlanta. We was going to Jacksonville for five-star. And, you know, he had mentioned to me, he was like, man, you know, Auburn coach hit me up last night. And I was like, hold on, you know, who it was? Because that was just a few days, you know, after I flipped. And I was like, you know, I'm saying, like, who was it? And he showed me and I was like, man, are you serious about coming? And, you know, the first thing he told me, he was like, I mean, Coach Freeze is that guy and I want to play in the SEC. So I instantly hit Coach Freeze up right then and there at the airport. And I was like, you know, I'm here with Deuce. And he tell him he want to come to Auburn. Like, how do you feel about it? And, you know, he told me, you know, Deuce always been his guy. But leading up until now, you know, me and Deuce was at every home game. I think he missed one. We was at every home game. And
you season know, like ticket said, holders.
Yeah, like, you know, Deuce kind of quiet. He really don't talk to a lot of reporters. You know, he really can't get much out of him. And, you know, with me, it was the same with the coaches. You know, my job, like, our relationship was just, we didn't never talk about recruiting. Obviously, I always been like, you know, bro, come to Auburn. But when I talk to him, I just talk to him about, you know, just life in general, how I would love for him to be my teammate. But I never tried to pressure him. And, you know, the main thing he told me after he's seen Auburn these last few weeks, obviously, you know, everybody told him, like, Auburn need a quarterback. And I know for Deuce, like, he understood that after seeing, you know, the last few games, he knew what Auburn needed at best. But, you know, after talking to him, he told me that he just wanted to see it, you know, one more time in person before Auburn went on the road. And especially with them being able to compete with a team like Oklahoma, I feel like, you know, that showed him everything he wanted to see and needed to see in order for him to flip.
I love it. I love it. So y'all both wear number two. Okay. Yes, and then two has a little bit of a historic connotation to it when you go back to Cam Newton. And I know Deuce Knight's a big fan of Cam Newton. Like,
yes, sir.
How are you going to handle if he wears you, how are y'all handling the whole number two deal? Like, how's that whole thing going? Because y'all both got Deuce in your name, kind of, in your handles and stuff like that. So how's that going?
So really and truly, you know, that was something me and him talked about way last year. I told him, I'm like, you know, man, and you know, during the time, Damari Austin was too. But actually, when I was younger, I wore 22, and you know, it was kind of a family thing that my family wore 22. I just so happened to swap the two one year. But you know, me and him was talking about that one day, and I told him, I'm like, man, you know, obviously if you can, because I know number two was, you know, retired because of Cam. But I told him, like, straight up, I'm like, you know, man, that'd be a big ordeal for you to come to Auburn and me wear two. And I'm like, you're the quarterback. So, you know, I want you to be able to wear two because obviously, you know, you're the quarterback. And obviously, you know, it would fit you better than it fit me. And he was like, yeah. He was like, you sure? I'm like, yeah, no doubt. Like, I ain't really. And so for me, with me wearing 22, you know, when I talked to Coach Nix the other day before I did my photo shoot, you know, he was like, what number you think about wearing? I'm like, you know, I'm going to probably go 22 because, you know, I was just thinking, you know, that me and Deuce was on the phone, like 222, that's kind of something like an angel numbers in the backfield. So
there you go.
Like, why not? So,
yeah. Hey, you add those up and it equals six.
Yeah, exactly. So, for sure.
You add those twos up, it equals six. I love it. I love stuff like that. So, how long did I'm sure he's given some signals like behind the scenes, like how long has it been? Is it truly like this was the decision, or do you feel like he was kind of like already sort of including himself in the commit on the commit list or like a part of the commitment class you know, weeks prior? How do you feel about that?
Yeah, so now that he's committed, you know, it's kind of been a thing where way before Elijah flipped, like, you know, all of them was coming and visiting. And obviously, you know, Coach Freeze have all the commits and then he have all the 25 recruits. But, you know, Deuce was kind of treated like a commit. And, you know, especially being with me after the game, like I always told him, like, man, like, bro, why not Auburn? So for me, I would say, you know, it's kind of been a thing where he knew this whole time he wanted to come to Auburn and I knew he wanted to come to Auburn. But, you know, he just had to wait till he just seen the perfect thing, especially after seeing, you know, us jump up in the recruiting rankings and seeing, you know, multiple higher ranked guys get in. I feel like, you know, that everything just separated itself and opened up his eyes for it. So
love it. I love it. So a lot of talk has been made. I know that the results on the field have not been ideal, but there's been putting a lot of progress, I feel like, from the offensive standpoint. Putting up really good numbers, getting a lot of yards, just not quite being able to finish games out or you know, protect the ball a little bit. So a lot of talk has been made. A lot of fans are worried. Do you see teams like Florida last year, and you're worried, are the commits going to be you know, a little bit nervous, or is the class going to fall apart? How are you and the rest of the guys, how are y'all being able to hold it together? Because it doesn't look like really anybody's wavering. I said, I was like, guys, I don't think they're that worried. That they see football different than fans see it. So yes, how are you guys keeping it all together so far?
Really and truly, you know, I feel like Coach Freeze told all of the commits the other day, like, you know, sometimes some classes, you know, he kind of have a few, you know, schools kind of have a few dudes they like, and then this dude is committed. But personally with Coach Freeze, each commit have like a personal relationship with him. And he told us himself, like, you know, he loves something special about each and every one of us. And, you know, the main thing, especially after Coach Freeze got that 24 class in, right, especially all majority of the commits, you know, Coach Freeze didn't just jump on us, you know, over the summer, or especially after he got all his 24 assigned. He been knew that, you know, he always told everybody that it was going to take him 2 years. So, you know, even when he talks to us now, especially with us being committed, you know, we just realize and see everything. Like, you know, Coach told us that we would be the bell cow to, you know, shaking back Auburn and bringing it back to where it's supposed to be. So, and he also put in a lot of work recruiting all of us, all 25 of us. So it'd kind of be a stab in the back for us to, you know, just leave now, especially with them not having a successful season. Like, you know, that's what we talk about. Like, we know what Coach Freeze is doing and we know what he's going to do. So, you know, we're staying locked in so we can, you know, become a part of something special and continue the legacy.
I love it, man. I've told people, like, even before Deuce flipped,
yes, sir.
Y'all, this class is you may already know this, but from a ranking standpoint, I'm not talking about where they finish in the rankings, yes, just sir. From a point standpoint, already is the best recruiting class Auburn's ever had, like in history of since the rankings have started. So I've said, guys, even if you don't add anybody else, this is a special class. You got to keep them together. Now you add Deuce, you continue to jump up the rankings. I guess the question is, I mean, I know you got some dudes on the line. I know you got some guys y'all are working. Like, you don't have to spill it all, but like, who are some guys that you feel like maybe they were waiting to watch and see what happened with Deuce before they made their decision, or guys that you just feel really good about that you're working on real hard right now to finish this class out?
Me and Deuce was actually just on the phone a few minutes ago before I hopped on here. And, you know, something people kind of we thinking of, you know, obviously Naeem, Andrew, Caleb Cunningham, and CJ. Because, you know, with Coach Freeze, he pretty much been telling us, like, and Usman, too. I can't forget about Usman. He commits on Saturday, Usman as well. But, you know, Coach Freeze kind of been telling us, you know, the class is pretty much where he want to get to be, but it's also a few more people that he would love to add. And, you know, someone like Naeem being in state, it'll be a huge pickup for us. So I feel like, you know, now I got Deuce, and, you know, a kind of the hold up, you know, with receivers this class was that we didn't have a quarterback. Well, now we have Deuce, now we can, you know, communicate with guys like CJ and Caleb Cunningham. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, what happens over these next few weeks with, you know, people that been in communication but haven't been too sure about coming to Auburn, especially at a receiver position.
Absolutely. So, Alvin, in the way your game is kind of set up, how do you sort of see your role at Auburn? Like, how do you see, like, what does Hugh talk to you about, you know, I guess how they plan to use you? I mean, you kind of can do a little bit of it all, but like, what do you feel like your role is going to be primarily, you know, I guess once you get here?
Really and truly, I just feel like, you know, my asset bringing to the team is just being able to, you know, do everything that Coach Freeze and Coach Nix ask me to. I know, you know, obviously Coach Freeze always remind me that he's losing three running backs after this season. And, you know, one thing that, you know, I sat down with Coach Nix the other day and talked about was he was just, you know, breaking my game down to me, telling me he felt like anything he asked me to do, he felt like I can do it. Like, we was watching game film, and he felt like, you know, if I bring you in right now, you'd be able to make this play. And obviously, you know, Jeremiah and Demaria, they're both great backs. And obviously with them losing Jarquez, you know, Coach Freeze was basically just telling me, him and Coach Nix, is that me coming in being a mid-year, if I do everything I'm supposed to, they consider me being able to come in, you know, dominate and take over. And, you know, once they told me that, you know, I was kind of thinking, you know, I'll come in and, you know, do everything they're asking me to. But, you know, for me to hear them telling me that they feel like I could come in and play early and, you know, dominate and take over the room, it means a lot because, you know, obviously Jeremiah and Damari both are great backs, and I know I got to work my tail off to do it, but, you know, I'm just ready to get inside and work.
Oh, I love it, man. So how quickly do you start, I guess, if you're going to be here in December? I'm sure you don't want to get too much distracted from the season because you guys have a chance to make some noise in the playoffs. Like, how quick do you think you'll start diving into that playbook? Because it looks like there's a lot going on. There's a lot of decisions that have to be made at the line of scrimmage that running backs are leaned on a lot because there's a run basically off of every single play, it seems like. Yes, so how quick do you think you'll be diving into that playbook and sort of getting ready?
For sure, right after my season. I know my playbook pretty well, but it'll probably be, you know, right after my season. And, you know, lucky for me, my position coach is actually the offensive coordinator. So, you know, and everybody on the staff I'm, you know, pretty much familiar with. So as soon as my season over, you know, hopefully I'll get in touch with them and, you know, we start communicating about all of that. So I'll be, you know, familiar with it once I arrive up there.
There you go, man. Well, All-Star Games, you got the Army All – I guess – I don't think it's called the Army All-American. I think it's just Adidas. It's still Adidas now.
Yes, sir.
Okay,
yes,
gotcha, sir. Gotcha. Yeah, so that is beginning of January, like right at the beginning of January.
Yes,
sir. So you got that. I assume you'll do the practices, and then you'll do that game, and you'll probably report to Auburn shortly after that.
Yes, sir.
I'm excited to see you – in that camp and see how you you'll get a chance to compete with those guys, because obviously, you know, people talk about the classification or whatever, you're still running for 450 yards, but now you can go do it and show them you belong like you did in Jacksonville. So obviously I love to see you get on the big stage like that, but man, I appreciate you jumping on last minute. fired up about you and the class, and then obviously finally getting Deuce on board and seeing the kind of damage you guys can do closing this thing out. So I appreciate you joining us, man. Guys, if you like this video, like it. First of all, tell them where they can find you on social media, everywhere.
On Instagram, you can find me at __deuce2. And then on TikTok, @AlHendo_1. And on Twitter, @AlHenderson_1.
Absolutely, guys. Show them some love. Thanks for jumping on again. If you like this video, like it. If you like this channel, subscribe to it. And we'll be here every single day just chopping it up and having some fun. So, guys, I really appreciate it. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. Stay buttoned.
Thanks for listening, and drive home safely.